coming in with a viral illness and fever to older people with complaining of abdominal pain or chest pain, things like that.
So the whole range
basically.
Alice McGushin spent her childhood in Queenstown on Tasmania's west coast dreaming of being a vet.
This first came about because I went to these horse camps in Tullah through Tullah horseback and boat tours, and I really enjoyed looking after the horses, and the lady who runs it said that, oh, you'd make a really good vet, Alice.
Now she aims to be a different type of doctor. She's a 25-year-old UTAS medical student, and when Alice McGushin is not busy doing her prac in emergency departments in the northwest, she's running workshops in Turkey with medical students from around the world about what she says is the biggest global health threat of the century, climate change.
The aim of the workshops that I ran in Turkey was to prepare medical students from around the world to take action on climate change in their own countries. And the reason that I ran these workshops is that climate change is the biggest health threat of the 21st century. So it was a three-day workshop in Istanbul. The first day was focused on looking at the science of climate change, the health impacts, but also the health co-benefits of taking action on climate change, such as reducing air pollution by ceasing the burning of coal and other fossil fuels. Then we looked at what the role of the medical profession was. And then on the second day, we focused more on upskilling ourselves, so preparing to talk to other people, as well as learning from each other about projects that are running in other countries. Projects in Taiwan, Tunisia, Poland, and Canada, and many others.
When I think of threats to health and global health, I think Ebola, I think disease and war. Why climate change?
So the thing is that climate change will really exacerbate all existing global health threats. It will exacerbate our risk of going into conflict and war. It will exacerbate the risk of transmission of communicable diseases. What people don't recognise is that climate change is a health problem. So it changes the distribution of communicable diseases, such as mosquito-borne diseases like malaria and dengue fever, as well as food and waterborne diseases causing diarrhea. So changing in the average temperatures in different regions creates the climate for the mosquitoes to breed in those areas, as well as it allows for different pathogens to grow and to be transmitted.
Your workshop's participants were from all around the world, like you said. Who were they and how diverse was the group?
So it was incredibly diverse. We had people from 15 different countries, European countries such as Denmark, Norway, the Netherlands, Poland, African countries including Algeria, Tunisia, Kenya and Sudan, Middle Eastern and Asian countries including Lebanon, Kazakhstan and Taiwan, as well as Canada and of course myself as an Australian, as well as the UK.
What were the projects that they referred to that were going on the ground and the experiences that they had with climate change affecting health?
So what was really interesting was that every person in the room mentioned things that they were seeing within their own countries that were as a result of climate change, so increasing in drought and increasing frequency and severity of typhoons and things like that. So that really brought home the message to everyone in the workshop that climate change is happening and it is impacting people everywhere. Some of the projects that we heard about included action around Earth Hour in Tunisia. Another really exciting presentation was looking at the work of the Taiwanese Youth Climate Coalition in Taiwan, presented by one of their members who's also a medical student. And really amazing to see the exciting work that they're doing.
And so how is your childhood, your rural childhood in Queenstown and then working here at rural hospitals in the northwest helped you in running those workshops in Istanbul? There must be a connection there.
Definitely. And growing up in Queenstown, I was always really inspired by both of my parents and the community. My mother was really involved in the community, working on many different community volunteer projects. And my father was the local GP for many years, and he has been advocating for the health of people on the west coast of Tasmania throughout his career. My work as a medical student has really helped me, especially here in the northwest coast of Tasmania, because there are a lot of qualities that are required for both areas of my medical career. Looking at communication, making sure that you understand the person that you're talking to, and then framing your message in a way that makes sense to them. Another one is, of course, looking at patient advocacy. And this is really important, not only at the local level, so advocating for the health of the people in the northwest of Tasmania, but also looking at a more global level, so taking action on climate change.